The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to a beautiful, drizzly, non-drought day here in Jefferson. We're still enjoying the good graces of weather and moisture that we've so badly needed for the last couple of years. My in-laws made a trip up to the eastern slope yesterday, did a little fishing up around Hat Creek. They had snow in Lassen. Mm-hmm. It was great. I mean, when's the last time that we saw snow this late in the year? I mean, it's been 10, 15 years probably.
At least, yeah.
And, you know, for those of you that have been here that long, you do remember that used to be normal for us.
Yeah.
So, because the California drought, unfortunately, does run in cycles. And it looks like maybe we're going back to what I would consider normal from when I was younger, the late snows, the late rains, and it's good to see.
Yes, definitely.
So, gotta have that snowpack.
Yes, sir. So, wet snowpack.
Unfortunately, for everything else in the state of California, it's not normal and getting worse. we've got a lot that we got to talk about today that's coming with the state of Jefferson, a lot that's going on with the state of California. We'll be getting to the new gun laws that just went through the Senate and some of the things that are going on and some of the things that have been said by our legislators that are very, very telling and some of the things that are going on. But first, we want to remind everybody there is a town hall today in Colusa.
Yes, it's a combined Colusa and Glenn County town hall today at 2 o'clock at the Granzella's Banquet Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only about from Reading, 110 miles, so you can make it down there in about an hour and 45 minutes.
And that, as always, was my intrepid co-host, Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
And we urge everybody to get to that meeting. There's some very important things. Mark Baird will be speaking.
Yep.
And there's going to be some discussion of things that absolutely need to happen, some of the things that are coming. Jefferson's getting ready to morph into yet its next phase.
Yeah, the butterfly that's getting ready to, it's in the process.
Yeah, there's things going on inside that cocoon, don't be mistaken.
That's right.
So, and, you know, for a lot of people that they kind of think Jefferson's gone a little quiet or, you know, maybe we've lost momentum. Nah, we've been that duck that you see that's been paddling like crazy underneath, and a lot of those things that have been going on behind the scenes are starting to come to fruition. And, you know, as we look towards moving to the new exciting phase of Jefferson and, you know, defining some of the questions and some of the things that need to be taken care of, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little chaotic, but things that need to happen. But we urge everybody that can get down there to the Glenn Colusa Town Hall, do so today. There's going to be some very important information.
There you go.
So, and with that, there will be some other meetings coming up, some other things that we'll be announcing later. You know, again, for being in a cocoon, it's an awful busy cocoon. I'd say it's more like an ant colony. You can't see underground, but there's the work is going on.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there'll be some exciting information about the court case coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Loads and loads of stuff that, unfortunately, we can't talk about quite yet. But, you know, we can start teasing you with it at least.
Yeah, and as soon as we can tell you what's going on, don't think we won't.
Yeah, we'll let you know as soon as we can because we're sitting here like little kids waiting for Christmas going, yay!
Timing.
Dad just put the tree up.
Yeah. Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do this timed well so that we make sure that we get the information out and people are understanding what we're talking about, mm-hmm. and they get it straight from the horse's mouths, so to speak, versus California's back end. And
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And when we can present it to you, because there are some things that have been nebulous that are coalescing and coming together, and we're trying to pin down exact dates and things like that. But the court case does draw ever closer.
Mm-hmm.
you know, everybody that's involved with it, including lawyers who have gone before the Supreme Court and won before, feel extremely confident in our case.
They do.
We've got a winner, folks.
Yes.
And so it's time to start considering, what are we going to look like after we win?
That's right.
And it's time to start bringing that to fruition and thinking about, okay, what's this going to do? What's that going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we've always said, we all have a lot of ideas, but those still need to be agreed upon by the people of the new state, because that's what this is about.
And if you want to have input on what it's going to look like, I strongly encourage you to go to your local Jefferson meetings and start getting involved, learning who the players are, learning what's going on, understanding the basic stuff that we have to deal with, and grow with that.
Yes.
It's like anything else. You have to get schooled on this information. You can't just come in and say, well, this is what we're going to do, when you don't have any idea and you haven't been involved at all. But if you want to get involved, and we encourage that,
mm-hmm.
if you want to get involved, come and hear what's going on, learn a few things, ask questions. That always helps.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have some expertise in a certain area that you're willing to put forward and help us out with. That'd be wonderful as well. So it's going to take all of us to make this happen. So I strongly encourage everybody to get involved.
Yeah. And we're always welcome to any idea.
Right.
Any concept that you think will make it better. We're more than willing to listen. Come explain, you know, show up. We have heard some of the best ideas from the most unlikely of places.
That's right. Yeah.
And just gone, wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And nobody thought about it.
Well, and that's the thing. We can't think of everything. And we shouldn't have to, in that, you know, we're focused on doing certain tasks, and we're doing those tasks as best we can with our understanding of the process. But if people have good, solid information and understanding and practical experience on stuff, or if you don't and you're just curious and you want to get involved, please mm-hmm. come. We want all walks. We want everybody involved. And keep in mind, in Shasta County, our Jefferson meetings are Monday nights, 5:30, at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Vineyard Church. So we meet about a half hour before the Patriot meeting, and we discuss what's going to be going on and kind of get up to snuff on that. And it's a really good way to get involved with not just the Jefferson component, but also what the Patriots are putting together as well, and the speakers mm-hmm. that they have come. It's really good. You get educated, and it's nice to hear these speakers that come in and they give us some good information.
Come and sit through a couple of classes on the Constitution. It's eye-opening.
It is. And fortunately, our constitutional instructor is going to be leaving. They're relocating to a different county, which was still in Jefferson, which is still good. But he's going to be limited on how often he can be with us.
Yeah.
But this Monday is his last Monday to be with us. So please come hear him. He's
and
a great
that
fellow.
That is a loss to our county.
That is
well.
A huge loss to our county, yes.
So I don't know who we'll find to replace that voice and that ability.
I don't think there is a replacement for this one.
Personally, I think we tell him he can't leave until he finds us somebody. That's his responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Fill the hole. But, you know, while people sit back and go, it's never going to happen, we're going to be busily forming a new state.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a part of that process, if you have ideas, if you have thoughts, you have concerns, come voice them.
Absolutely.
You know, come be part of the process. It really is an open process to the people, because that's what this is about. Or you can sit back and go, oh, this will never happen, and watch it happen and go, oh, well, I don't like that. You had every opportunity
to be
there to have your voice and your concern heard.
And do you know what? The young people need to get involved. It's a lot more for them than it is for the older folks.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's for all of us. So if you're young and you're out there and you need to bring the kids with you, go ahead and bring them with you. You know, we can work with that.
Yeah.
And most all of us have kids or young people within our family. So bring them. We welcome everybody. Everybody's a Jeffersonian within our range here. So they're all welcome.
Well, that's, and for me, it's very long game too. For me, mm-hmm. my ultimate goal is to have this fixed by my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that maybe my grandkids' generation can get back to being Americans and doing what they're supposed to do. They've been breaking us for over 100 years.
Yes.
And to think that we can fix it overnight or fix it in a couple of years, it's very, very obtuse thinking. But this is where we start. And because it's going to be a long process and because it's going to be a hard road, doesn't mean it's not worth doing.
That's right.
That's defeatist. That's lazy. That's European. Let them do that kind of thinking.
Well, if the founders had thought that way, Sam Adams, John Hancock,
yeah.
Paul Revere, all of them, Ben Franklin, if they'd have thought that way, we wouldn't be sitting where we are.
Well,
Any one of us.
It, from start to finish, it took them almost a quarter of a century to get to a constitution.
Right.
And a Bill of Rights. If you look at it, it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took the time for the people to finally get upset, to finally realize that they weren't free, that they were subjects of the crown, that they were, you know. And then once that built, they have to go through the process of protesting with their state, of trying to fight it the way. We've been through a lot of that.
Right.
But it takes time. With that, we've got Steve Baird on the line with a quick announcement, probably about Sacramento.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to announce that we're going to have a rally on June 2nd at the Capitol. It's going to be called the Chain Gang Rally, and it'll be quite evident once you get there what that's all about. But it's basically going to show the bondage that the regulations and the lack of representation has caused throughout these many years, and we're going to be out there, and we're going to go try to meet our legislators in a unique fashion.
And what time does that start, Steve?
10 a.m. at the West Steps.
Okay. All right, cool.
And it will be a very good rally. Like Steve said, it will be a very good visualization of what California has done to us. They've put us in bondage.
That's right.
They really have. And I think with some of the new laws that have come out of our Senate the last couple of days and some of the things that are going on, a lot of people are waking up to it. And it's not to be a jerk, but where you been?
Yeah.
You know, we probably better get off to our first break before we start diving into the death of 1,000 cuts on our gun rights here in California. But we'll be talking about that when we come back. This is KCNR. If you have any questions or comments, call us at 530-605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Be part of the Swing with the Legends Over the Line Tournament, Dinner, Auction, and Golf Tournament Fundraiser, May 21st through 23rd. One of 25 former Major League Baseball players will be at each table during dinner and be a member of each golf foursome, including Hall of Fame members Fergie Jenkins and Eddie Murray. The Swing with the Legends weekend is a benefit for One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, and the Colt 45 South City Park Security Fund. For more info and to get the best deal on the dinner and golf, visit swingwiththelegendsreading.com or call 244-0118, extension 202.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Moving on up to the east side. Moving on up to a deluxe apartment.
Cherry don't have a ticket. So, you know, for a state legislature that doesn't believe in guns, they sure like to take a legislative shotgun to our Second Amendment rights.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, with the new release of the Senate laws, the proposed bans that they're putting on firearms, everything from trying to ban any rifle with a detachable magazine, disposing of the bullet button, which is a law that they created, mm-hmm. by the way, and everybody told them wasn't going to work at the time.
Yeah.
You know, for a permit to buy ammunition, background checks to buy ammunition, it is an insane assault upon our Second Amendment.
Agreed.
And part of the problem that'll occur is they shotgun out all these laws at the same time, and not all of them will pass. But, you know, two of them will pass, three of them will pass, and the idiots that we've become as Californians will go, whew, only three of them passed, we dodged a bullet.
Yeah, no.
No, we didn't.
Got hit by three.
We just got hit by three. And, you know, I saw that with the last round of gun laws. I think they put through eight gun laws and three or four of them passed. And I watched all these gun rights activists go, oh, wow, that was a victory. We stopped half of them.
Right.
Yeah, well, you're still dead from the other four, buddy.
That's like going to a store and something's typically marked $1,000 and pay $750. Oh, I only paid $7.50. Yeah, it's still
still a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, exactly. Really?
But and it just keeps coming and it keeps coming, and the Senate Pro Tem, Putz De Leon, the Whig as I like to call him, mm-hmm. could not have been more clear of what this legislature thinks of the people of California, because as you know, Gavin Newsom has gotten some ballot measures on for the ballot, and one of them is the ammunition background check and things like that. And Kevin De Leon is furious with that ballot measure because he says, we think we can get this through the legislature, and then you've got it on the ballot, and the people of California could overturn it. And his exact words were, we have spent decades of work on this, and it is too important to leave it to the opinion of the voters of California.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean,
think
about that.
They're trying to shove something down our throats, are they?
Think about that statement. This is too important to hear from the peasants.
Yes.
That's basically what the Whigs had to say about this. And that's who's determining how we get to live.
That's right. They're used to having their power. That's why we need to separate from California.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the people and not to the putzes that have been appointed to these positions and will never leave. They've got their horns, teeth, nails locked into this stuff, and they're not leaving unless they just totally violate everything about California.
Yeah, it's they want to tear it down and form their own socialist utopia, and they're doing it.
Actually, I think that was molesters. They're just molesting the citizens of the state of California.
They are.
And would any one of us stand for that? Absolutely not. Well, stand up and fight back.
And do something about it.
And do something about it.
I mean,
get behind a movement that is doing something about it.
You know, it's the stink from Sacramento is finally so foul, even the Ragged Searchlight has written two articles this morning, one on the front page and an editorial. Hey, maybe these state of Jefferson folks are onto something. You know, maybe they've got a point.
And what's their angle?
Yeah,
I mean, two out, you know, of how many?
we're still pipe dreamers, but you know, maybe we're onto something about this whole representation thing.
Hmm.
Really?
Interesting. I'll have to read those.
You just figured that out, huh? And for Joe Sadlowski, it's not five counties that have signed on, Joe. There's 21 of them.
21 declarations 21. Have been submitted.
You're missing 16, pal.
Yeah. And they're facts. If they're going to print something, why don't they fact check stuff and make sure that they're accurate?
Yeah, it's easy. Pick up the phone. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
You
or
know,
look at our website.
Yeah.
That'll tell you right there.
And we've even figured out to tell you the exact opposite of what we mean, so when you print it, it comes out the way that it should. You know, we've learned to speak Ragged Searchlight. So, but it's the stench is grown so high as even our detractors are starting to go, oh, they're all crazy, but maybe they're onto something.
Crazy, yeah. We're crazy because we're frustrated with what's going on.
Because
we're trying to fix it.
Because we want to be free?
We want to be free, yeah. Sovereign state.
Insane.
Good grief. Can you imagine being a sovereign state making our own decisions?
It's crazy.
For our citizens? I mean, the citizens making the decisions for the citizens, the way it should be.
Yeah. Crazy talk.
Yes.
Just insanity. You know, because the social contract we have is so much superior to the Constitution.
Not.
Yeah, where's that social contract written down?
Yeah.
Who signed it?
Who voted on it?
Yeah, did I miss a meeting? Was there a memo?
I'm sure there were.
Yeah. Anyways, with that, we've got Gary Holohan on the line.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. It was a lovely weekend. Jefferson was out. We went to the pancake breakfast, and about the 90% of the people I talked to were definitely in favor of it and wanted to know more about it if they didn't, and they also made contributions to our court case. The 10%, and I knew who they were when I talked to them because they're all retired teachers, and, of course, they're against the state of Jefferson, and they have no clue that their retirement is nebulous. They're still hanging on with the sinking ship. And on the way out, I went over to the Shasta Wheelman, the bicyclist. They had a table set up, and there were about eight of them. And talking, I also knew the answer would be negative, but I think one lady summed it up for everybody that's against Jefferson. She said, "What will Jefferson do for me?"
That'll allow you the freedom to do
for
yourself.
I said that. liberty and freedom, and I said to use your backbone to stand up for yourself. And they didn't like that I don't know why, but anyway. But I thought that was a good summary. And number two, yesterday at the Armed Forces Day celebration at the Veterans Hall, etc., a fellow came over to us, and he's at the Veterans Home. And he said the lady is telling him that if the state of Jefferson happens, we'll be out on the street. We'll lose our funding, etc. So I thought you might, and unfortunately, he can't pick up 1460. Therefore, I don't know. It's my radio will pick it up on the in the car, but apparently his won't for whatever reason. But I think we ought to get the info out because you know these state workers they're on the gravy train and they don't want anything to interrupt them. So we might disabuse for the people that. Don't know, tell them what will happen with our contracts with the state of California as we roll over to state of Jefferson. And with that, I'll sign off and take my answers off in the air. Take care.
Thank you, Gary.
And what an asinine argument. How would the formation of the state of Jefferson detract from the federal funding for veterans?
Not a clue.
It wouldn't.
It'd be federal for Jefferson.
And I understand that the state of California adds additional contributions to veterans, but in a state that would be populated by north of 30% that is a veteran population,
yeah.
You don't think those people would have a voice in the state of Jefferson and make sure that wouldn't happen?
I bet you the veterans would probably be heavily, if they aren't already, heavily involved with Jefferson formation and being at the Constitutional Convention and all the other programs that are going to have to be put together. Yeah, they're going to have a strong influence on that.
Yeah.
Welcomed.
It's an asinine comment because we are heavily populated by veterans. We're the people that still honor our veterans. We're the people that still care about our veterans. We're the people that fight like hell to get them their honors and their due process. We're the ones that have, you know, fought to get them a veterans home, that want to get them a VA hospital here. It's a ridiculous statement. That lady metaphorically ought to be slapped.
Or literally.
it's disgusting to make that kind of argument. Because what kind of people are we fighting for? What people are being crushed by the state of California now? Those are the people that we're fighting for, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yes.
The people that have fought for us.
We owe that to them.
We owe them a debt.
We do.
We know that. You think Sacramento knows that?
Not a clue.
They care? They don't.
It doesn't even cross their mind.
They don't even like them.
No.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that, we've got another phone call. Terry, are you there?
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Yeah, that article in the Record Searchlight on the front page. I'm surprised at Joe Sadowski. We talked before. I did leave a message for him this morning. Apparently, he's out of town. But, you know, he has it so wrong. I mean, there's 21 counties. He knows that. He doesn't have Yuba on there. He doesn't have Sutter on there. Well, the boards of supervisors in Yuba went 3-1, one abstaining for the state of Jefferson in a declaration. And Sutter County went 5-0. And that's just two examples. He doesn't have anything right there. He keeps calling it secession. And Mark Baird and I talked this morning, and he made a good point, meaning Mark Baird. It doesn't matter what you tell the Record Searchlight, they're going to print what they want anyway. You can tell them the truth over and over and over and over again, and they'll print what they want anyway. I don't know how to get the facts through to Joe. I would like to try, but I mean, I don't know if it's even worth it anymore. Point being is everything was so skewed that it's just wrong information. 21 counties. Many, 9 counties, the boards of supervisors, we are going to court. Nothing can stop us. Nothing's going to stop that from going forward. We have 2 attorneys that have won cases before the Supreme Court before. We're going. That's all there is to it. We're moving ahead. Jefferson is going to be a reality. What's going to happen is we are going to get the people of Jefferson representation. We're going to get them a sovereign state that will have jurisdiction, will interpose between the federal government and the people, and therefore nullify anything that is not constitutional. Isn't that what we need in every state?
It is, and look at these states that are doing it right now. They're going hog wild of telling the feds no.
And again, we're not asking permission.
Right, we're doing it for ourselves. We're taking ownership and being grown-ups about it and moving forward.
Yeah, it's happening. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think the thing is that in a lot of cases, I mean, I'll try to talk to Joe again. It just, you know, the frustrating part is that he knows the truth, or he has a very short memory. I don't know which it is.
Hey, Terry, Terry, is he just the article writer, or is he the editor?
He's the article writer.
Okay,
he's
then
the person who writes the article,
okay,
and
then
the person who makes the phone calls to those of us he interviews about what the facts are.
Okay, then
he knows there's 21 counties.
Who's the editor?
Of the paper?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got a paper in front of you?
I don't take the paper. I don't read the paper because I don't like the frustration.
They have an editorial board.
Well, the editorial board had nothing to do with the front page. It had everything to do with the editorial, but they had nothing to do with the front page. The front page was Joe Sadowski's article on he's the guy who's been designated to talk about the state of Jefferson and to do interviews on it for the most part.
But haven't
it still
the editor
goes
editors,
through an editor?
The editor has to sign off on everything. Isn't that
but it
their job?
Be the editorial editor. It'd be the editor.
Well, that's why I was asking.
That would be Silas Lyons.
So wouldn't that be
Silas Lyons is the editorial editor.
Okay, so anyway, my question
is... It will say editor.
My question is, isn't it the responsibility of the editor of the paper to make sure that the information is accurate and concise and put out the way it should be instead of what we have?
Aren't we supposed to have equal representation in the United States Congress and equal representation in the state?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, all those things are true. It's just, you know, at what point, folks, do we look at things and say, you know, well, people just aren't following the rules.
Yeah.
They're just not following the rules. I mean, it makes no difference. If you're not following the rules, then, you know, then you take the fight. Oh, you take the fight to the next level.
There you go.
You know, you move that to a point of saying, no, we're not waiting for you. It's we the people. We have the right to do this, and constitutionally and legally, here we go.
Right, right.
And ultimately, we are the government.
Yes, we the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that that's why these attorneys are so excited, because they understand the fact that once we become a sovereign state, once this goes to the Supreme Court, once this happens, that means that every state in the United States of America will have a shot. Some of them already are there.
Yes.
Will have a shot at sovereignty for their citizens who they are supposed to represent and serve in their particular states. That's going to change the whole face of the United States. That's why these two attorneys are hot to trot on. And frankly, that's why we've gotten a lot of advice from them, and we've gotten discussions with them, and they really, at times, haven't even charged us.
And that's the beauty of the whole thing, is that people are seeing what's going on within the Jefferson Territory. It's not just one county, so it's too big of a movement to manipulate and to handle. There are too many of us that are not willing to comply, so they don't know how to deal with us. So they're
Wayne, can you give the folks where they and maybe repeat it a couple of times on where they can donate money?
Yes.
If everybody in the state gave $2, you know, heck, if everybody in the state gave $5, we'd have more than enough money for the case. I mean, can you give them that information? Because folks, you need to send in a couple of bucks. If everybody listening here sent in $5, that would help us.
Absolutely.
Because liberty is not going to be free. There's going to be court costs. This is a big deal, and this is going to happen. But we need to pitch in. You know, maybe forego that meal deal. Maybe forego, you know, ice cream on Friday night and give $5. Give whatever you can. And businesses, this affects you. This
yes.
totally affects you.
Amen.
Look at California. Worst place in the United States to do business. Is that what you want? Or do you want to have a state where it's the best place in the United States to do business? So, Wynn, if you could give them that information, that would be great.
Absolutely. You can go to State of Jefferson Formation or SOJ Formation. Make your checks out or money orders out to that, SOJ Formation. And you can mail it to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California. And Shingle Springs is down in El Dorado County, which is on the southern tip of Jefferson, and 95682. So P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682.
And can you give them a phone number a couple of times they can call in case they didn't get that information?
Sure. You can call 917-5752.
That's 917-5752, area code 530?
Correct.
Yes.
And
okay, Mark Baird today is going to be speaking in Colusa.
Yep.
And did you guys mention that already?
We did. Yep.
Okay. And sorry, I just got on. I was on the phone with Mark.
And we'll mention it again. But with that, we've got to get off to our break here. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is KCNR, Free Fire Radio for the North State.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You keep saying you got something for me. nothing you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, Nancy, one of those days is today.
Today. They ought to be truthing, not to be lying.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I would like to point out, I don't think anybody can make the argument that the popular sentiment is not with the state of Jefferson. You know, it wasn't in the beginning. It's been a long couple of years. But for the most part, like Gary Hollihan pointed out, when you go out amongst the people and discuss it, oh, yeah, I can't wait for Jefferson to happen.
Right.
Well, you better not wait for the state of Jefferson to happen.
Yeah.
You're right when you say, I can't wait for it. And you've got to change your mentality. You've got to change your mindset. Stop waiting for the government of Jefferson to save you. You are the government of Jefferson.
Right.
You need to get up. You need to engage. You need to be the people that are going to save us. You need to be the people that's going to save yourself. You need to be the people that are going to save your kids and your grandkids.
You have skin in the game. You live in the Jefferson Territory. You have skin in the game right there. You own a home. You have a job. You have a business. Whatever it may be, just living here in general, just by living in Jefferson, you have skin in the game. So start protecting your skin by getting in and getting active.
Yeah, because when you say, I can't wait for the state of Jefferson to fix things, what you're really saying is I can't wait until I fix things.
Right.
And that's the mindset that you need to take on. You need to engage. And there are so many ways for you to engage. You may be good at some things. You may not be good at others. You can help gather signatures. You can make phone calls. You can help collect money. There's things that are coming that there is going to be a plethora of jobs and things that need to be done in the state of Jefferson to help it form. And it is you, the people, you, the citizens, you, the government of the state of Jefferson that need to get up, engage, and take ownership of this thing.
And you might even find that you have a talent or a skill that you're not even aware of yet after you get engaged and start figuring things out. It's a learning process. We are still learning every day as we go through this process.
Yep.
There are so many things that I have learned from the day I started, and I'm going to continue learning, which has been wonderful. It's been a huge life learning education, and I embrace that, and I know others do as well, because as you go through the process, like, holy cow, what about this? What about that? And you start talking, and the more you talk, the more you learn, and you can help others with that as well by your experience of, like, okay, we did this, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. We're doing this because it is working. So if you have another idea or an option, we're willing to change. So just put your ideas on the table. Let's see what happens.
And, you know, you can have someone build you a runway. You can have someone build you a plane. You can have someone teach you to fly the plane. But until you get into the cockpit behind the wheel and take that plane and put it into the air, what good is the runway or the airplane?
Right, exactly.
And it has to be you that takes this off the ground. It has to be the ownership of the citizens of Jefferson, because that is absolutely what we are talking about and what we are forming. We're not talking about forming another government to dictate and get, you know, use a lighter hand to rule you. That's
right.
Not what we're after.
No.
We're after self-rule. We're after self-representation. And that means when you say, I support the state of Jefferson, you better be up and doing something, because the only way you support the state of Jefferson is by being the state of Jefferson.
That's right. That's right. And you're doing it for yourself and your family. And do you want to look your kids in the eye 10 years down the road when the Jefferson rolls out, or if before, hopefully, and your kids look at you and say, Dad, Mom, what did you do to contribute? Do you want to be standing there with your hat in your hand saying, I just said I supported it, or did I actually put some blood, sweat, and tears into it? Mm-hmm. And learn and teach your kids by example. What a great way for the kids to learn about responsibility when you take ownership and you help wherever you can, when you can. And we're not looking for people to do this 24/7 because
and you have a duty to educate your children in civic duty. You have a duty to educate them in rights. You think the public school system, especially in California, is going to do it?
Absolutely not.
That's not what they're teaching them. They're teaching them to be good cogs in the wheel. They're teaching them to surrender to authority. They're teaching them to be passive. They're teaching wage slaves.
Right.
They're teaching subservience. Okay. Right. You ought to have a natural skepticism and just a natural American feeling of bucking the system. No matter what the system is, you should never be satisfied with it, okay?
And question it.
Because until we get to the point where there is self-rule as sovereign individuals, never be satisfied.
Right.
Never be satisfied. And it is a continual process because it is a tree of liberty, and that tree has to be fed, that tree has to be watered, that tree has to be pruned, it has to be manicured and taken care of. New seeds of liberty need to be planted every day, and that's not somebody doing it for you. That's you. That's your tree.
That's your responsibility.
And if you're going to sit there and watch it wither and die and then complain because you don't have any fruit to eat, that's on you.
Right.
You have to take ownership of this thing. It's vital, and it's crucial, and it has to be done. So the next time you talk to somebody and they say, oh, yeah, I love the idea of the state of Jefferson, I can't wait for it to happen, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Then why are you waiting?
Your turn to question
waiting?
It. Yes, yes.
You know,
and we need every able-bodied person. And some people can't go out and do the physical things, and we get that. They can do other things. They can make phone calls. They can do letter writing. They can do the easier non-physical things, and they embrace that. And we need those team players just as badly.
We need all of it.
We need everyone. Not any one position is more important than another. We need all positions filled. We need everybody doing something.
Yeah.
And so come and help out. You may have ideas that we haven't even haven't occurred to us.
And we want those. Need literally all hands on deck. We need the ranchers from Siskiyou. We need the people from Placer County. We need people like the Shasta Wheelman at the table talking about how can we design a system where the roads are good and safe for everybody.
Right.
You know, it's how do we do this thing if not everyone is engaged?
Right. It's all about being engaged.
And it's I am so tired of the partisan talk. The this is free and open government for everyone.
Right. It doesn't matter the party you belong to, because when it comes right down to it, in California, parties don't matter.
No.
And we don't want it to be party. If you're a citizen of Jefferson, you are a citizen. You're a sovereign citizen. And that's huge. Look it up. If you don't understand what sovereignty is, please look it up and figure it out. Understand it. Wrap your head around it. And once you start doing that, you look at liberty and freedom.
Yeah. It's not an argument between Republican or Democrat. It's an argument of do you support constitutional republic or totalitarianism?
Right.
Which is it?
Right.
It just... Take the ownership.
Take the ownership.
Take the ownership. You have to. And, you know, like Wynn was saying, you may be worried. Maybe you can't do this. You can't do. We'll find something for you to do. You might find something for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a million different ways to contribute
right.
to the state of Jefferson and the things that you can do.
And for all counties that, you know, if you're collecting signatures, keep doing that. And if you're not, then get started on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have this more of an impact than anything. Shasta County is above and beyond what we need as far as what we actually needed for the declaration to be submitted. And we're grateful for that. But we want more than that. We want to and we will continue collecting signatures mm-hmm. until the day we become a state. So we need people that are willing to do that. And having the impact of that is going to be huge. So we need everybody out there
collecting signatures. Think about the day that you go to the state capitol, to the state of Jefferson Library, and you go through the books that are there, and you can open the page to your signature and go, see, son, right there.
Yep, I signed it. Or the kids that are able to sign it.
Yeah.
They'll open it up and say, hey, my name's in there.
Yeah, I was 8 years old.
Yeah, 8 years old, and I signed it because I understood that. You know, my parents explained to me what the difference was, and I understood that because it is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's that basic. So people, please, if you don't understand it, get educated on it and come to a meeting, ask questions. We're more than happy to answer the questions, and we'll give you the information that we have. And if you need more than that, then we'll come up
and,
with something.
And at this point, anybody that says, I want to stick with California, you're a damn fool. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no argument. You're a fool.
It's a sinking ship.
You know, what is there to like? What is there to admire about California anymore?
Well, it's the California legislature, and it's the California laws that are killing us. Yes, the California territory and dirt that we're standing on and living in right now, we love it. We embrace it. But, and unfortunately, the process, we have to change the name of the area so that we can't have two Californias. So we have to change it, and we're following the movement.
And eventually, we would very much like to see Southern Oregon as the northern part of our state. And there are many, many Southern Oregonians that are never going to go with the name of a state that has anything to do with California.
That's correct.
And can you blame them?
No. Well, there are a lot of folks
here. Why would you want to be attached to that failure? Why would you want any kind of attachment to what it's become? It's become evil and wicked and decrepit and controlling, and it's disgusting anymore. It is sickening to watch what has happened to our state.
Well, and the thing, too, that will be another item that will be voted on, and your vote will count.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be voted on. The name of the state will be voted on. And if you have a name that you want to submit, if it's other than Jefferson or California or North California or whatever, throw it in the pot. You know, when the time comes, we'll throw it on the ballot. We'll have open voting on all of that information.
Yeah, for me to call it Northern California, why don't we just call it Northern Stalin? You know, Northern, and to me, it just, I have grown so disgusted with the state that I used to love.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like a marriage that's gone bad. Do you really want to keep the last name? Probably not. All right. With that, we better go to one last quick break, and we'll see you on the other side here.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Oh, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're coming down to our last couple minutes here. We do have a caller, but first I wanted to grab something out of the chat room. Jimmy brought up, he said one of the silliest arguments he heard is, well, you know how much it would cost to make all those flags with 51 stars? Jimmy, this is what you do. You look that person in the eye and go, what do you got against flag makers making money, you commie?
There you go.
Are you opposed to stimulating the economy? Or maybe you want to hit them in a different way and you go, do you actually know what those stars represent? What really each one of those individual stars means is individual determination, individual sovereignty, freedom. Each one of those stars represents 50 individual sets of freedom and sovereignty, and why wouldn't you want to add more to that?
There you go.
Yeah, commie. With that, we've got Richard and Redding regarding CalPERS.
Good morning, Richard.
Hi there.
How good?
Yeah, CalPERS just finished a two-day symposium here in Redding. And I went and I asked the lady a question with an audience of about 40 people. And I said, what's CalPERS doing about the unfunded liabilities? Tell me what fund sitting is. And I just went down a little list. And her answer was, we're not allowed to talk about that here.
Surprise.
Yeah.
That's all. Interesting. Have a good day, guys.
Well, thank you, thank Richard. You.
And, you know, it's very telling. CalPERS is done, ladies and gentlemen. They're not even trying to hide it or deny it anymore. They're just trying to pass the buck now. They're playing musical chairs to see where the blame's going to land. They know it's done. They've admitted that it's done. The state's admitted that it's done. And for all of the people that are on CalPERS and things like that, I wish I had a good solution for you. I wish I knew what to tell you. I don't. I don't know what you guys are going to do. I think it's horrible what the state has done to you and what's going to happen. And knowing that you have spent your entire life serving a state that has now betrayed you, stolen your inheritance, stolen your retirement, stolen your golden years. I wish I had a way out. There isn't one.
Well,
we can see.
If they want to, the best way and the most, I guess the quickest and easiest way is to quit your job. 31 days later, you can apply to cash out your CalPERS, and it can take about 2 months for that to happen. And I know that firsthand. Because I did it.
Yeah.
And if you need to do that to get the money so government doesn't take it, do so immediately.
And I know that's a terrifying step, but at this point, that is your only way out. Bail as fast as you can. All right, Jefferson, if you can, get down there to Glenn County.
Yes.
Exciting. Make sure you're tuning in the next couple of weeks. We got some exciting announcements coming up. Keep a smile on your face. Engage in the fight. Get it going. Till then, keep the sunny side up, Jefferson.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. The search for Egypt Air Flight 804's black boxes could be intensifying now with the deployment of an Egyptian oil ministry submarine. Egypt's president says the sub has left for the crash site in the eastern Mediterranean. President Fatah al-Sisi says the sub has the capacity to operate at depths of nearly 10,000 feet, and that should help. But he says it will take time to determine the exact cause of the crash, which killed all 66 people on board last week. The Afghan Taliban has quickly confirmed Mullah Mansour's death in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan. That's not the way they handled his predecessor's demise.
Mansour, Mullah Omar's deputy, concealed his boss's death for more than 2 years and ran the Taliban in his name until the death was revealed by the Afghan government. But a senior commander confirmed Mansour's death just over a day after he was killed.